General conclusion. What shall one take away from this book? Those who want to know the truth, do not engage in voodoo medicine that juggles manipulated numbers linked to the anonymous. Voodoo medicine draws conclusions of the sort that the vaccinated got over the flu more easily than the unvaccinated. Not knowing, but only voodoo assuming, without any basis, how the vaccinated would have gotten over the flu if they hadn't been vaccinated. Whoever, on the other hand, really wants to know the truth, analyzes objects and numbers about which there is no dispute. There's no dispute about the fact that, had a non-anonymous significant, as defined herewith, died from with COVID-19. The headlines of the privately owned world news agencies would have rattled the world for weeks. That is, every one of us would have known about this death and would be 100% certain that it has taken place. However, there are no such headlines. The silence in this regard is deafening. Not a single non-anonymous significant has died since from with COVID-19. This is impossible if there really is a COVID-19 pandemic. The lack of such headlines is out of the question if there really is a COVID-19 pandemic, because both the anonymous and the non-anonymous share common biology and are equally as vulnerable to the virus causing COVID-19. Therefore, if the anonymous die en masse from the virus, the same virus cannot spare the non-anonymous significant, which was the opposite of what was observed. Ergo, there is no COVID-19 pandemic, and there never has been. Incidentally, it is enough to observe, as is really observed when it comes to COVID-19, lack of deaths from with COVID-19 in one only well-delineated group of non-anonymous significants. For instance, amongst those in Europe who, by law, have been installed as heads of state or the government, in order to make the general conclusion that there has never been a COVID-19 pandemic when it comes to the entire world. Consequently, since, on the other hand, there is not and never has been a COVID-19 pandemic, discussing anti-COVID-19 vaccines is a pastime for people who have nothing else to do, entrapped by malicious manipulators. Furthermore, discussing publicly anything connected with COVID-19 in the context of a source of a pandemic is nothing short of terrorism, a federal crime.